So, you're still alive. Who would have thought? The way you were acting out there. You got lucky. Luck is not something that any of us have a lot of. I don't think you're taking this seriously enough. If I hadn't been there, let me see. Are you going to make me ask twice? Honestly. Could have been a lot worse. What does it look like I'm doing? You want to get blood all over everything? Well, if you'd rather bandage yourself up on your own, which might be a little hard to do considering that arm doesn't look like it's going to be much use for a while. Looking at me as if I've grown a second head. Whatever you all think of it, I don't want to lose any more of you, so. So, if you were just sit still. What's your problem? Look, if you don't want my help, then what are you saying? You're being emotional. You're in shock. I'll let it slide. What do you care if I could have gotten her? I didn't, because unlike you, I know what I'm doing. I can follow orders. You just thought. You don't need to think. I tell you to get out of the way. You get out of the way. And then I wouldn't have to save your ass. Well, of course I had to. As I said, I don't want to lose any more of you. Have you got a problem with me, soldier? Oh, and I suppose you'd be happier if I'd let you get hit. I wasn't gonna get myself killed. I know what I'm doing. What? There's no use in thinking about what could have happened. You're alive. We both are. What is this? Guilt. We don't have time for it. The only good you can do with it is use it as motivation. Drive to get better. In the hopes that you won't have to feel it again. But you will. But feeling guilty over something that didn't even happen. Your concern is touching, I suppose. I can make my own decisions. I chose to push you out of the way. And I'm still standing. So why bother thinking about what would have happened if that action had gotten me killed? Could you not have lived with yourself? But I didn't die. What does it matter if I could have? All of us could, any day. What are you getting at? If you're looking for some sort of explanation or deeper meaning behind me saving you, stop. What do you want from me? What? Do you want me to say that you're my favorite? That I wouldn't have jumped in front of it for anybody else? Why would I say that? You think it's for the same reasons that I'm wrapping up my knuckles? By all means, attempt to do it yourself. Whatever you're trying to look for. Whether it's there or not, we don't have the luxury for it. So, what's the point in thinking about it? Just stop squirming. Let me see that arm. It's not fractured, but yeah. We'll get you over to a medic as soon as we can. You have to be more careful. You want to avoid worrying about whether or not I'm going to get myself killed saving you. And stop being so reckless. When I tell you not to go somewhere, not to do something, it's not because I am underestimating you. I know exactly what you're capable of. And I don't think that you're incapable. I simply know your limits. Or I know when you need backup or when you need help. And I was right. I usually am. And yet, people seem to keep thinking that they have better ideas than me. So, let me wrap that. I'm gonna have to wash this when I get back. Point is, if you just listened to me in the first place, then you wouldn't be feeling some sort of, what, survivor's guilt over someone who didn't even die. Yeah, well, I can't control you feeling bad. Grow up. You were lucky. You're alive. You're not gravely injured. Be happy about it. There. That should hold until we get back. You do know how often you need to change your bandages, right? I don't want to see that getting infected. Right. I should check on the others. Would it make you feel better if I said I'm glad you're alright? Maybe. You are incredibly infuriating. And you seem to think that I know exactly what you want from me. What do you want to hear? You want me to admit it? I calculated the risks. I figured if I stepped in and saved you, I would be fine. No, it wasn't planned, since you weren't supposed to be there. Would I have done the same thing if it was someone else? The shameful thing is, I don't know. I only noticed that you were in such a predicament of your own making because I was keeping an eye on you. If it was someone else, I probably wouldn't have been keeping as close of an eye on them and wouldn't have noticed. Does that please you to know that I was being unprofessional? Not because I think you can't handle yourself. Don't get offended. This is fucking stupid. I don't even know why I'm saying any of this. I think perhaps I was scared, worried that you hadn't made it. That I was gonna lose you. This is fucking tragic. It's like I've got every practical voice in my head telling me this is a really fucking stupid idea. That I shouldn't get any more attached than I already am. That it's only going to hurt more or cause me to get distracted. And then on the other hand, there's everyone who says we should take what little bits of happiness we can find, since they're so rare these days. Why not? We're probably gonna die soon anyway. Do you wanna live with regrets? I think we're all gonna die with plenty of regrets regardless. And yet, that I should go. Well, them shouting like that can't mean anything good. It's probably nothing. But we don't want them killing each other before the Titans can get to them. So, you get that arm looked at, and I'll see you out there. If Angie knew I was walking away right now, then call me a coward. Oh, fuck it. Hey. Next time I see you, you better still be in one. And I better see you again, or I'll kill you myself.